This community update was brought to you by U Radio. Parking in Winnipeg is about to undergo a major change, with all parking transactions to be processed through the PayByPhone mobile app. Starting July 2nd, remaining city-operated pay stations for on-street parking areas and several open-surface lots will be removed. The shift comes as the city faces mounting technical, financial, and logistic challenges in maintaining its aging infrastructure. Lisa Patterson, Operations and Facilities Manager with the Winnipeg Parking Authority, explains implementing new stations would be too expensive.
The city just absolutely does not have like $3.6 million to replace these meters. Plus, don't forget, there are operating costs around the pay stations, and that's another $1 million a year that the city will save from removing a pay station.
There are several additional factors that came into consideration when deciding to remove the pay stations. One of the significant factors is that the 3G networks, which pay stations in Winnipeg use, will be phased out by mobile service providers. According to Patterson, the way credit cards are read is outdated, using mag strips instead of a chip and PIN, which costs the city additional processing fees to maintain secure transactions. Ongoing vandalism and theft has also raised costs and concerns.
So there were three pay stations that were spray painted black, like they purposefully spray painted where you insert your coin and your credit card and rendered those pay stations inoperable. So they targeted that district over Mother's Day weekend, and that's, I think, we're up to like 17 or 18 pay stations that have been vandalized over the recent months.
U Multicultural spoke with several visitors to Winnipeg's downtown to hear their thoughts on this decision. Melissa believes that moving to app-only payments could be a difficult transition for some.
It's probably going to be very inaccessible to seniors and people that don't have a cell phone, or people that are tired of getting used to new ways of doing things. I don't know why we have to change what's not broken.
Devin agrees that accessibility should be taken into consideration.
I think it's a major inconvenience, and it's not accessible to people who don't have cell phones, and it's not accessible to maybe older people who don't know how to use technology as well.
Mallory is not from Winnipeg, but when she learned that the city would be removing its physical pay stations, she was unsure of how this decision would affect people.
I feel like it makes it less accessible to people. As somebody who isn't from here, I don't really want to be making an account just to pay for parking for 2 days, you know, and I like the access of being able to park and pay in person. And I think as somebody who also thinks about elderly community members who might not have cell phones and things like that.
Ron, another non-Winnipeg visitor, thinks this will make parking much easier.
I think most people have cell phones, and it's not hard to get an app to do that, and it makes it a little more convenient, actually, so you don't have to carry, let's say, cash or fumbling with a credit card. You can just do the app thing in your car, pay, and you're done, right? Walk away.
Patterson says the city understands that transitioning will be a challenge for some. To ensure the needs of residents who may not be as tech savvy or still prefer to pay with cash, existing scratch and park vouchers have been rebranded as prepaid parking booklets.
We have these prepaid booklets available already, but they were called scratch meter coupons. So we did like a rebrand really quickly, and we're calling them prepaid parking booklets. Those booklets are available right now and have been available for the public for years. So you can go to the parking authority store at 495 Portage Avenue and purchase them there.
Discussions are also taking place to sell these booklets at other locations in the coming weeks. Two locations will be in St. Boniface, 219 Provence Boulevard, the French City Hall, and 170 Goulet Street. Winnipeg City Hall, located at 510 Main Street, will be another location. Patterson notes that Winnipeg is in a favorable position for the change.
We've been using PayByPhone for years and years and years and years. And so we hit a record high month earlier this year where 82% of our transactions were through PayByPhone, whereas Edmonton was at 60%. So they've got to convert a lot more people than we do. We are really focused on converting the people that were still using a credit card in our pay station. So about 10% of our customers are inserting a credit card into pay station. We think they can adopt PayByPhone, but obviously that's a big assumption.
No discussions have been held on whether parking prices would change with the shift away from physical pay stations. However, Patterson says that savings will help offset the 25-cent convenience fee per transaction that the city currently absorbs, a cost that many cities pass on to users. However, residents should be aware that the app offers additional text message notifications, which incur small charges. Turning off those notifications while keeping phone push notifications enabled can avoid help extra fees. For anyone who is coming downtown, Patterson encourages them to plan ahead, especially if they're new to the city.
A newcomer to Winnipeg, although they have a phone, they don't have data on their phone yet. So really important that if you're planning a trip to the downtown and you have an appointment at any one of our offices, or you want to come down for lunch or whatever, to make sure that if you have, you know, when you have free Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi available, download the app before you come down, insert your credit card information. Some people don't remember the license plate numbers, so try to get as much of that done ahead of time.
A desktop version is also available, and parking can be scheduled ahead of time.
Try to get all that done before you start making your way downtown, just so that you're not left, you know, on the side of the street going, okay, now what, you know?
The removal of the pay stations begins July 2nd, targeting low cash use areas first. High cash use stations, particularly near hospitals and government buildings, will remain in place longer to give users more time to adapt. All pay stations are anticipated to be removed by August 31st. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.